Joining me live in studio right now is Char Perry. Char is the 4-H youth educator in Star Valley as part of the UW Extension through the Lincoln County 4-H. Char, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you. I am well.
I appreciate you stopping by to talk 4-H. 1st of October, and maybe people not having 4-H on their minds this time of year, but they should because registration is actually open now, right?
Yes, today, October 1st, we start our new year of enrollment, so everybody can jump online and sign up.
Excellent. And just to reiterate, we've talked about this before, I think, there is so much to do in 4-H, even here locally, that people can sign up for. Maybe give us just a quick snapshot of what kind of activities and clubs are here locally available.
Yeah, definitely. So most people think of 4-H as livestock animals, but we offer a whole bunch of other projects besides livestock. We have a really good shooting sports club. We have what we call our general club, which is non-animals. So cooking, sewing, crafting, lots available to kids out there. We might not have projects for or leaders for every project offered, but the kids can work on them at home too. Yeah. So,
and the great thing about it is a kid can be as involved as much or as little as they want, right? It's not an all or nothing thing.
Nope. And that's one thing we kind of pride ourselves about with 4-H is there's something for everybody in 4-H. So like you said, all in or, you know, just a little bit. Some people joined us for 4-H camps. Some want to do the national trips, the state trips, whatever their spark is, we will help find it and let them do it.
Absolutely. So signups are open now. How do people do that? How do people find out what's available and get registered?
So 4H.zsuite.org is the sign up online. But if they have questions on clubs and placings, they can just call us at the extension office for more help.
Perfect. Char Perry is in studio this morning, the 4-H youth educator for the Lincoln County 4-H. It's also 4-H week next week, correct?
Yes.
What happens with that?
Yeah. So National 4-H week is the 5th through the 11th. We have a couple state things going on this year that's new. We have a state bingo. They can come in and get a bingo card from the extension office, fill it out and return it. And that will get them in for some prizes from the state 4-H office. We're also encouraging our clubs to do thank you cards and care baskets for our local healthcare workers. And then just more on a local, we've got our social media flyers. We'll have little 4-H flyers that we'll take around to the pieces, places, and the grocery stores. And then we encourage people to take a picture of the flyer they got and post it, and we'll put them in a drawing for that. Wednesday, we're doing our Wear It Wednesday 4-H shirt. So if the kids or anybody wears a 4-H shirt, they can post it on our social media and get in or to win a prize too. And then, of course, we've got the famous guess the number of candies in the jar at our office that they can stop in and guess
too. Oh, very cool. And so those are all happening just all next week, and it's just for anybody,
everybody,
right?
Everybody, yeah. Yep, just to get 4-H out there and share the word.
Very cool. So that's happening next week, and that'll be around some state of Wyoming things and some local ones in the Star Valley area as well. And, of course, the Star Valley Club always hosts a big Halloween festival at the end of October. That's happening again this year?
Yes. So October 27th from 5 to 8 at the fairgrounds, we'll have our Halloween festival. Our clubs have really stepped up this year. They've come up with some new games and ideas, so we're excited to see how it all plays out.
Very cool. And give us the dates again on that.
Yeah, so it's October 27th, and all the proceeds that we make from this fundraiser goes to pay the kids 4-H fees. So it's free for kids to join 4-H. So it's an important fundraiser for us.
Very cool. This is always such a cool event. There's so much to do, and it's always at the fairgrounds, I assume, again this year, correct?
Yep.
Right? So stay tuned for more details on that. And it'll be towards the end of October once again for that 4-H event. Char Perry, 4-H youth educator in studio. Char, you've been involved with 4-H and you've been the educator for a number of years. Obviously, it's a passion for you. It's been a family project for you guys as well, to say the least. Why do you love it so much? What is it about 4-H that keeps you going on these types of things?
So 4-H is the largest youth education program out of school available for kids. And the fun thing about 4-H is they get to learn by what they want. It's something that's self-driven. So I think it's great. There's so many opportunities. If a kid wants to do it, we'll find a way for him to do it. So it's just helping them find their spark in life and getting them ready to be productive young adults.
Very cool. So again, registration is open now. Is there a deadline to get registered?
So some clubs will have deadlines and numbers just for safety enrollment. So the sooner they get signed up, the better. But the livestock obviously have deadlines too, just because they have to be tagged. But for the most part, there is not a deadline.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Char, as always, really appreciate it. We should mention, next week for 4-H week, we're going to be doing some great things here on the radio. Tell us what we'll have next week.
Yes. So next week, we're going to have some 4-H kids come in, and we're going to have them give a 4-H trivia question. And then if you get the question right, you can get a prize.
Very cool. All right. So it'll be each day next week. Looking forward to it. Anything we missed, Char, we need to touch on today?
No, I'm just excited for another year. If you guys have any questions on 4-H, please reach out to the Extension office. We're here to help, and we're always looking for volunteers if anybody wants to help give back to the youth.
That's the 4-H youth educator in Star Valley, Char Perry, this morning with the Lincoln County 4-H. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on SVI Radio.